This week on You and the Law, attorney Teresa Bailey is here, and she's going to be talking about car and home insurance. What's the worst thing people can do about their home and car insurance?
Fail to read their policy and ask questions about exactly what their policies cover.
What do they miss that gets them in trouble?
They often are underinsured and don't have enough coverage. They're looking for the cheapest policy they can get to meet the minimum requirements, and that's fine until you need your insurance, and then they realize they need a lot more.
This is Buffalo. Are there things they can do to get them out of trouble? I mean, do they really need to shovel the sidewalk?
You should shovel your sidewalk. Unfortunately, with the weather we have, there's going to be a certain amount of things you just can't account for. So the law recognizes that, and you're actually not obligated to keep your sidewalk clear while there's a storm in progress, but you're expected to clean things up as soon as it's reasonable.
A client comes in and says they're being sued because someone slipped on the sidewalk. Are they in trouble already?
If they haven't contacted their insurance company, they are. That's the first thing you need to do long before you call me or call anyone else. So depending on what they've said to their insurance company and the person who's injured, they may or may not have a problem.
Can you get yourself in trouble because of what you even say to your own insurance company?
You can. They're going to tape any phone call you have, and a statement's going to result from that. And people don't realize they sometimes use casual words and over-explain things, and then later on, if it does become a case, that statement's going to be pulled out, and you're going to be confronted with the things you said and have to explain them.
Is it a good idea, a bad idea, or just kind of an irrelevant idea to merge your car and home policies?
It's not necessary, but you often get a discount for doing it. And you often aren't then overlapping and paying for too much coverage.
You hear stories about insurance companies, I'm not going to name any, that they're a little slow and a little difficult, or lawyers will tell you don't go near this particular company. Are there ways you can find out something about the insurance company other than watching the gecko walk down the beach?
You can speak with an independent insurance agent who is licensed to sell policies for various different companies. You can also go to the New York State Department of Insurance website by just typing in New York State Department of Insurance in Google, and they will actually rank companies every year based on the number of complaints about claims.
When you get an insurance policy, you usually get a policy, big, thick wad of paper. Should you read that?
You should. But most people don't, and if you're going to look at anything in your policy, you really should look at the first couple of pages. It's called the declarations page, and that's going to tell you exactly what your coverage is.
What should you look for?
You should look for how much coverage you have, and you should also, there'll be a section in every insurance policy called exclusions. And that's a section you really want to read because that's going to tell you what they don't cover.
The 16-year-old who just got a license. Would that be an exclusion?
No. It is not an exclusion.
At the same time, do you tell your insurance company?
You should always tell your insurance company, because if you fail to notify them of something and you need your insurance, that'll be a basis for them to disclaim coverage.
Most people, I would think, buy the cheapest insurance they can find, as you said. Are there things that aren't very expensive that you should get put on your policy?
You should, with respect to a motor vehicle policy, you should get supplemental underinsured motorist coverage, because if you're in an accident that's someone else's fault and they've only paid for the bare minimum of insurance, that's what you're going to be stuck with. By getting some coverage, and it's not very expensive, you can make up the difference for whatever your injuries may be by going to your own insurance.
Is there anything else you ought to add to your policy?
You should also look at additional personal injury protection and OBL coverage. That's additional basic economic loss. You're entitled to $2,000 in lost wages a month through no fault. It's 80% of your income up to $2,000.
But that's not a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money. And by purchasing APIP and OBL coverage, you can actually increase that amount to 80% of your income with a cap of $4,000 a month.
Here on You and the Law today, Teresa Bailey's been here, and we've been talking about home and car insurance. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.